Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First, we welcome in the great Doug Deacon. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, Ken.
Wonderful to speak to you, my friend. I heard you were watching Eastbound and Down on the plane out to L.A.
Got to get some intellectual material in there. On the way out, we watched For Love and Mercy, the story of Brian Wilson, and Jim was too depressed after that to even go out that night.
Oh, well. Well, you needed a pick-me-up on the way back, and then you get the Eastbound and Down, so that's always good.
Doug, did anybody or has any Browns fan ever, in your history with the Browns, either as a player or a commentator, approached you at a local pharmacy to talk trash to you, like they did Jabril Peppers, according to his allegations?
No, not really. I mean, in the old days, because of where you parked, where you didn't have the valet parking, you had to walk to the parking lot after the game across the street, and you didn't have to read the plain dealer to find out whether or not you had a good or a bad game.
Was there any moments where any time in a bar you were like, hey, you need to calm down over there? Was there anything like that?
I remember one time it was nothing really related to the team's record as much as it was some guy wanted Brian Sipes' autograph, and Brian had a policy he would never sign an autograph in a bar. And the guy kept saying, Scott, come on, sign it. And finally said, okay, Brian said, I'll sign it, but we're going to walk outside to sign it. So he walked out and he signed it and got done, came back in. And Brian turned to the guy and he said, what do you want that autograph for? And he said, I want it for my daughter's birthday. And Brian says, I hope you think enough of your daughter to give her something better than my autograph for a birthday present. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. But nothing happened.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Now, Sunday, take me through your thoughts. I'm sure it wasn't very good. But when they went back and they reviewed on the spotting of the first down, and then they overturned it, what was your first thought? Did you think that this is something that could be doomed because of history, or did you think they still had a chance to hold things down and get that win?
Well, it made the win going to be a little tougher, but the history of seeing them overturn a call like that is limited, and very much surprised by it, and obviously. They saw an angle that, we didn't see on our monitor where they saw the elbow down. But it's one of those things where I think, if you take care of business the right way, you don't have that problem, come up. And it was one of those. It's a game of inches. And unfortunately, the inches didn't fall in our favor that time.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. Overall, just the grade that you would have given Baker, because Ken and I kind of disagreed on this. He said because of the loss and because of the four turnovers, it was going to be in that C category. We'll do that in just one moment.
All right, in the middle of the interview, Pigskin Payout code word, your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. Test this code word, EARTH, 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 to 72881, or go to intercomcontest.com under the code word EARTH. By the end of the hour, do not text and drive. Message data rates, they all apply. Good luck during the Pigskin Payout National Contest on Cleveland Sports Radio 92.3. The Fan. Earth is that word. Go ahead, Anthony.
But just the overall grade, because I was very generous, Doug. I said B- or maybe even a B+, considering going on the road and putting up that many points. What do you say?
I would say a B-. I think, you look at A, the fact that he's on the road, B, he have 9 drop passes. That's something that he can't control. He had a center quarterback exchange where the center, thought he heard something, and then the quarterback was, trying to check out of something. So, you have to look at the turnover. Each one had a different reason, and there was one, or two that maybe you could, put on the quarterback. But with that said, I thought, you put up 40-some points, that's not a bad afternoon for a quarterback.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. So overall, you know, with Baker having that kind of performance, how do you size up what he'll do this week against the Ravens, which is a top five defense, a much better defense than what they faced just a week ago?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. And I think, you know, they've changed defensive coordinators over there. And, you know, they're more aggressive. And they've got some big-time pass rushers. And obviously Suggs is a guy that's, you know, done it for many years, and he's always been a thorn in your side. And it'll be interesting to see how they, you know, try to handle him. But with that said, you know, the thing about the Ravens, you know, they're always been tough against the run. You know, Brandon Williams is probably one of the best run players that you find in the NFL. So they're going to try to make you one-dimensional, and, you know, they're going to blitz you a heck of a lot more than they did, you know, in the past before, you know, they got Wink Martindale as the new defensive coordinator.
Doug, I want to go back to Jabril Peppers for a moment. You're a guy who people here like you. Obviously, you've been with the organization, a part of the organization for nearly 50 years now.
Like me or tolerate me?
No, I think you know they like you, Doug. Come on now. So you got a lot of people who obviously like you, and you've been around this organization for a very long time. Jabril Peppers is a very young man. He's frustrated by this. Is there something that you would tell him in terms of advice on dealing with fans of a pro sports team where if you do play well, they will be very good to you?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, you got to understand their frustrations. And, I mean, there's frustrations on both sides. Obviously, Peppers is a competitor. He wants to, you know, win in any ball game that he plays. And, you know, but the fan base is, you know, frustrated by the lack of victories we've had. And, you know, it's one of those where you got to take the bad with the good. And, you know, people, you know, they take their good dollars to go to those games, and they want to see a winning product. And so far, you know, it's been a tough delivery for, you know, this organization the last couple years. And you know, you kind of roll with the punches. And, you know, it's, I guess, the ones that always get you is the guy that comes up and asks you a question, and you tell him the answer, and then he says, no, that's not the right answer. You go, well, why'd you ask me if you already knew what the answer was?
If somebody had Doug Deacon in to help coach special teams, what would you do to help make these special teams much more tolerable? Because right now, almost by every metric, they're considered the worst in the NFL.
That's a tough one because, well, you know, the problem is, you know, a lot of these young players never played special teams in college. And, you know, during the preseason, you're given an opportunity, some guys that end up not being on the roster. And those reps on special teams are just as important as the reps on the offense and the defense. And, you know, you take a Nick Chubb. I mean, did he play special teams in college? No. But, you know, he was responsible for the, you know, part of a punt block. And it's a learning experience. And unfortunately, you know, because of the number of players that you rotate in during the preseason, that you don't get those valuable reps for the guys that are, you know, actually going to be doing them during the regular season. And, you know, you have, you know, offensive players trying to, you know, make tackles that, you know, that's not part of their thing. And you have defensive players that are trying to block, and they end up not knowing how to block and getting penalties. And it's one of those that, you know, yeah, the special teams coach can make a big difference. And if you look at Baltimore, Jerry Rosberg, who was here, is probably one of the top two or three special teams coaches in the league. And, you know, that's a big part of your game. When we had Brad Seeley, he was an excellent special teams coach. So it's a lot of it's the coaching, but a lot of it's the players.
What do you think Baker could improve on from his first start to his second start?
That's a good question. I think, you know, he did a good job of getting rid of the football. He does a great job of looking down the field. You know, obviously the turnovers are the thing that stand out, but as we have already talked, you know, how many of them can you really totally lay on him? Maybe one or two. But, I mean, I think that, you know, for a young quarterback who's played a game and a half in the NFL, you know, you look there and you say, well, I'm a lot more comfortable with this situation than I have been in past years. And, you know, this is a young football – or young in regards to – I think there's six new starters on the offense that weren't here last year, and they're learning to play together. And, you know, in the preseason we saw a lot of Tyrod with the first unit, and we didn't see a lot of Baker with it. But, you know, now, you know, all of a sudden you've got to get used to the people you're playing with. And, you need a little help from your friends. And that means, you can't drop 9 passes in a football game.
Doug, we thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. All the very best, and we'll talk to you next week, friend.
Okay, Ken.
The great Doug Deacon joining us on the show. It's always sad when we have to talk to him after a loss because we want to talk to him after a win and we hear him laugh. Also on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.